Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it some kind of message from beyond, like someone waving goodbye in a personal way?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You could call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber of the show, you could do that. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
How are you?
Pretty good. So I'm sitting here and it's raining. So if you hear any weird sounds in the background, it's just really loud thunder.
Well, that might be the really perfect loud background noise for our show.
My dog is on my lap, so I'm trying to do everything one-handed. So last night, Harper is staying with me right now, and we have a festival in town.
Okay.
And so we went down there last night, and they have a carnival. And she's like, well, I want to go to the carnival and ride some rides. So we get over there, and she's like, I'm like, what do you want to ride? And she's like, well, you're riding with me, right? And I'm like, of course not. And then I was like, I remember being that age. It's no fun to do it by yourself.
You have to do it.
Right?
You have
and
to.
I'm like,
right,
I have to do this. I have to ride rides. And so we had gone
number one, I'm just going to say this right now. Why the heck would you take Harper to a carnival and then act like you weren't going to ride the rides? Like, what
I don't know
part
why in my head.
You...
I don't know why in my head I was like, she can do it by herself until I saw the look on her face. And I was like, of course I'm going to ride with you, but what ones are you talking about first?
And I'm good at the teacups.
Yeah, that's so good for her. You know, she didn't like the really big ones that go, you know, there was just some. She's like, oh, absolutely not. Okay. So we do the swings. We start off on that one.
Those are fun.
Those are kind of fun. I really enjoyed that again. So then there's the one that you're kind of in the cage and the cage spins.
Oh, yeah.
She hated it.
She did not like that.
All kinds of things.
Oh, like, man. We used to get the cages to turn upside down.
Yeah.
And so when it went all the way around, you were facing the ground.
Right. And so I'm like, you know, I think it's pretty calm if you don't rock it. No, it wasn't. It was really moving a lot. So the third one. Oh, I got to insert this here. We had gone to the food court first.
Oh, so that was a mistake.
I had ate at a place called Tad's Bodacious Burrito.
I'm not Wait, you that. Ate at what?
A place called Tad's Bodacious Burritos.
God.
So.
Have you just lost your mind?
So they had, they had spinach and black bean burritos. And so it sounded delicious.
Yeah,
so,
but you do it after the ride.
So, but remember, I wasn't planning on riding rides at this point. The third one we went on, you have to lay on your stomach. And it's basically like a paragliding situation. And I'm like, okay, I did pretty good on that
fun.
One. I did pretty good on it. So far I'm doing good. Like I'm doing great. So then we get on the tilt-a-whirl, you know, and that is kind of like those, you sit in the chair and they spin around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not the Sizzler where you have to hold yourself because gravity is forcing you into the person next to you. But like you're in the teacup thing.
The tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah, tilt-a-whirl. Mm-hmm. So we get in that one and that thing starts spinning around. Like, I'm going to barf. I look at Harper and I'm like, I hope this thing ends soon. I'm not feeling great. She's like, I'm not feeling great either.
I was going to say, so you know.
Oh, my God. And she'd only had a pretzel. She didn't have a bodacious burrito. But we got done and I'm like, I have got to go sit down and just drink a water. I am not feeling good at all. Oh, my God. I did really well on three. It was the tilt-a-whirl that did me in.
Oh, man. I can't believe that your common sense didn't tell you you were going to ride rides.
And I did. And I did really good on three. That's why I'm like, I've done the tilt-a-whirl a million times. I've never felt upset stomach on the tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, the tilt-a-whirl is a good one.
Oh, I did last night. I was like,
oh, it's a good one.
And I was like, the vision's going through my head. I'm like, if I start barfing right now, this is going to make the news. Like, I'm going to go viral. It's like, look at the old woman with a kid on the tilt-a-whirl. She's vomiting and it's like, going everywhere.
Aren't you Carol Hughes, the one from the radio station?
Oh my God. So yes.
Barfing?
Yes. So that was my night last night. So we're going to go back down. I've learned a lesson.
Okay.
So just know that I will not ride rides after I've eaten. And in fact, I don't want to ride rides again. So I'm fine. I'm fine for the next 15 years because I don't think I had done anything like that for a really long time.
Oh my God.
It's probably since your kids were little.
Rides.
Well, this first story is really interesting because I've never heard anything like this. Okay.
Okay.
So it says, I'm writing from just outside of Milwaukee. I've been meaning to share some of the strange things my family has experienced over the years, but I figured I'd start off with one of our gentler, less terrifying stories. Let's call this one a soft haunting, or maybe a cosmic hello from the other side. So first, a little background. All of us, my mom, my brother, and me, seem to be sensitive to the paranormal. My mom especially. She's always had this quiet connection to the unseen. I think it started when she had a near-death experience as a kid. Ever since then, she's had moments when she just knows things. It's hard to explain. But if you've ever grown up with someone like that, you get it. You stop questioning and start listening. I will say, I have talked to quite a few people in the Grave Talks who have had near-death experiences. Every one of them said it changed them.
Yeah, like, I believe that.
Because you're straddling two worlds.
That's right.
For a time. And then you come back. And, you know, and I've talked to so many people who came back and they just, same thing. It's like they knew things. They were more sensitive to things. So it goes on. Anyway, this happened one summer night, probably about 10 or 15 years ago. My parents were in bed, windows open. My dad was already snoring like a lumberjack, but my mom was wide awake as usual. She was a night owl, always journaling, thinking, just being. She liked to look out the window before she fell asleep. I think it was her version of meditating. Well, that night, as she stared out at the stars, something caught her eye. It looked like a star at first, maybe a plane, nothing unusual, but then it moved. Not just drifted across the sky like a plane or a satellite, this light began to bounce like side to side, back and forth. Not fast, not erratic, just smooth, rhythmic. And it reminded her of that old school video game Pong. That is a really good description of that. Hmm. A tiny light volleying between two invisible paddles in the sky. So she tried to wake my dad up. Excuse me. You'd have better luck shaking a tree than waking him up once he's out. But eventually she got a mumbled half-asleep response, something like, yeah, I see it, before he fell back to sleep, completely unfazed by what was clearly not a plane, not a satellite, and not normal. So she watched for hours. The bouncing light didn't change course or fade away. It just kept moving back and forth like it had a purpose. Eventually, sometime before dawn, she fell asleep. The next morning, everything seemed normal until we got a phone call. My sister-in-law's aunt had passed away during the night. We'd never met her, didn't know her name, but from what we learned, she had played a huge role in my sister-in-law's life. Her own mother had died by suicide when she was just a little girl, and this aunt had stepped in and become her mother figure. At the funeral, my mom and my sister-in-law ended up talking, and the strange star came up. My mom described it just how she saw it. It looked like someone playing tennis with a star. It was just back and forth, like a little game of Pong in the sky. And that's when my sister-in-law's eyes went wide open. Her aunt had been a big tennis player. Not casually. She had played all the time. She lived and breathed tennis. So that one little detail, the bouncing star in tennis, completely changed how we saw the experience. My mom didn't get scared that night. She was confused and mesmerized. But now knowing what we know, it felt more like a sign, a very peaceful one, like her spirit was passing through, saying goodbye in the only way she knew how, through the game she loved, to a family she'd never met, but who would understand. My sister-in-law took it as a message that her aunt was okay, still herself, still full of love and movement and grace. And my mom, who's seen enough strange things in her life to know when something's real, believed the same thing. So no ghosts, no flickering lights or cold spots or whispers, just a tennis match in the sky and a little bit of peace passed along in the most unexpected way. Thanks for letting me share this. And reminder to myself, only listen to your show in broad daylight, or at least when my boyfriend's over to protect me. Take care, Katie. See, I've never heard anything quite like that. And when I first read through the story, I was like, ah, Kathy's going to go to aliens. But then the more you read it, it kind of does feel like it might be a message from the aunt who was able to get through to Katie's mom because she's sensitive and knew that Katie would somehow pass that along to Katie's sister-in-law.
Okay. Now, or do you think it's throwing aliens? This out here because, you know, it's our job to throw out things, you know. Not that I'm not believing. I'm just thinking, you don't think it could be one of those crazy, like, there's a car dealership and they've got those big lights that go up in the sky and they go back and forth.
You know, because, yeah, I have seen that. Because we have, you know, a spotlight downtown and mm-hmm. sometimes they shoot it in the air and you can see it, but it doesn't project that kind of light. It's more of a diffused light. And you can see it from quite a distance, but it doesn't bounce back and forth in the way that they described.
Okay.
So
that was the only thing I could think to throw out there, that, you know, it actually was something on the ground.
Because the thing is, if you're right, she could have saved a lot of money on a car. She could have gone in and got $5,000 above Blue Book value.
It's a big sale. Like, it's so big it was going
it's
on.
It's our biggest sale of the year until next weekend when we have a bigger sale. poor mom, she could have had a brand new car out of this deal. But.
Okay, all right.
But I do love the fact that this aunt was a tennis player and the mom described it like she was watching a tennis game. And just mm-hmm. seeing the light go back and forth and back and forth. See, I thought you'd go alien before you'd go used car sales.
That was my initial thought, right? And then I was thinking, what could come up from the ground and just go back and forth and back and forth? And I thought, well, maybe one of those big sale things, you know?
Yeah.
Could do that. Or, you know, I can't think of anything that would go on for hours like that, except for something automated that, you know, the Air Force was doing something, or, you know, the Coast Guard, or somebody's up there shining lights up in the sky, because you can shine lights up in the sky and you can see them. You know, we used to do that. I took an astronomy class. And you could just bring a flashlight and point out mm-hmm. stuff up in the sky, right? The light does beam up there and you can see. It's kind of amazing that it works, but it really does. And so I was, you know, I can't think of what would go on for hours except something like that's automated.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Or the ant.
Or alien.
It kind of has an alien feel to it.
Why couldn't it be aliens doing something? Right? Because it just, maybe it's a tennis thing. And, you know, if that's what the family feels and the mom is sensitive. And so, you know, I would probably defer to her because she knows what she saw. I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around it. And she knows how long it went on. And felt like it was this kind of tennis match thing, but it oddly does feel intelligent.
Mm-hmm. And her mom,
I'm just throwing alien out there.
Her mom is very sensitive. So to me, I think her mom would be able to go with what she feels like it was. And
I think so. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Like, I think, you know, just listening to it, I'm going, well, why couldn't it be this? Like, why couldn't it be something alien? Why couldn't it be, you know, something that was, I hate to use this word, probing, right? Why couldn't it be?
I hate the word probing in the same sentence as aliens.
No. But I think if the mom is more comfortable this way and feels like that kind of makes sense. The sister-in-law feels like that kind of makes sense. I say you run with it.
I do too.
it didn't happen again.
And the way, and it's just that one part about the mom feeling like it was a tennis match, and then to get the information that the daughter-in-law and Katie's sister-in-law, her aunt, had passed away like a mother figure to her, and they were all close enough that they went to this woman's funeral, even though they didn't know her, to support the daughter. Maybe that's how the aunt got through and knew that she would share this information with the daughter-in-law. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to our next story. It says, I'm 28 now, and the first part of this story happened when I was 22. I was living in my childhood home in Queens, New York, a place that never really felt creepy growing up. It was a regular, slightly crowded house in a busy neighborhood, but nothing about it seemed haunted. But one week was different. It started with this weird pattern of me waking up in the middle of the night around 2:30. At first, I figured it was just stress or maybe something I ate was messing with my sleep. But what kept bothering me wasn't just the time. I kept waking up with this overwhelming feeling that someone was watching me. That's creepy. That waking up at the same time is creepy enough, but like adding that to it, super creepy. Yeah. I'd sit up, look around, check the corners of my room, and nothing. There was no figures, no movement, and nothing to make me even think there was an intruder, but the feeling never left. It was strong, like the moment right before someone taps you on the shoulder. And this happened every night for a week. Same time, same feeling. And then on that Friday, I woke up at 2:30. Same thing, opened my eyes, glanced at my phone, but something felt different because the room felt off. Like the air was heavier. And that's when I saw it. There was a dark shape near the corner of my room. It wasn't fully solid. It was more like a silhouette, but it had a shape to it, like broad shoulders and a head, and it looked like someone was just standing there watching me. I stared at it for what felt like forever. Then I realized I was frozen. I tried to sit up and nothing happened. I couldn't move. My arms were useless. I tried to speak. All I could do was manage a small little breath. My mouth was open, but no sound could come out, and it was like my body had shut down. As I was struggling, the shadow figure moved. It didn't walk, it just kind of glided slowly until it was right next to my bed. Ugh. I was stuck there, completely helpless, with this thing looming over me. It bent down like it was leaning in close, like it was trying to look right into my face, but there wasn't a face there. It was just darkness, kind of like a black void. Then it let out a sound. It was a laugh, and it felt mean. And just like that, it was gone. Everything returned to normal. I could breathe again. I could move. I could speak. I didn't sleep the rest of the night. I just sat there, lights on, trying to make sense of what I saw. And after that, I never saw the shadow again in that house. I still don't know what to make of it. Was it sleep paralysis, a nightmare, something real, something I didn't want to believe in? A few years later, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, got my own place, no roommates, in a quiet neighborhood. And one night, not long after I moved in, that old feeling came back. Didn't happen every night, but once in a while, I'd wake up again in the middle of the night around 2:30, and it felt like someone was watching me. I'd sit up in bed, look around, nothing would be there, but the feeling just stayed. Then a banging started. Not every night, but sometimes I'd wake up to a loud bang, bang, bang on my bedroom door. It wasn't gentle knocks. It was like someone was pounding with their fists on the door and hard. Once or twice, the door handle even rattled like someone was trying to get in. But then I'd wake up, open the door, check the whole house, and nothing. So I started brushing it off, telling myself the house was settling or my mind was playing tricks. A friend crashed in the guest room one night after a late dinner, and the next morning, over coffee, he asked me who was running up and down the stairs at 2 a.m. I laughed because I hadn't moved, and he swore he heard someone walking up and down the stairs and pacing the hallway and even knocking on his door. Then other people started saying similar things and said, "I think your house is haunted." One friend said I could hear footsteps all night long, and another friend flat out refused to sleep over again after hearing what he described as heavy breathing outside of his door. And that's when I started thinking, what if whatever I saw back in Queens didn't stay in Queens? Because I don't know what it is. I don't have some dramatic twist ending. There's no exorcism, no ghost hunter story, no final confrontation, just this ongoing low-grade unease that shows up when I least expect it. Maybe it's in my head, maybe I'm more sensitive to things than I realized, or maybe something latched onto me all those years ago and has never left. I do still live alone. I still hear things some nights. I still feel like I'm being watched. But for now, I try to ignore it and just keep living. Thanks for listening. If anyone has ever experienced something like this, something that maybe follows you, I'd love to know that I'm not the only one. That's from Avi or Avi, not sure. I don't think that's Avi's imagination, because other people have confirmed it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, yeah, so no, this is throw not out imagination that imagination thing. It's yeah, not all in your head.
Yeah, no. This is for real stuff. I'm a little bit trying to decide whether I think there's the connection between Queens and here. Is there something that's come along? I can't decide because like in Queens, whatever this thing was, it happened for like a week and then it's gone to never reappear in Queens.
And it kind of morphed. You know, the banging on the door wasn't the same as what had been happening aggressive in Queens. Yeah. And other people are hearing it walking up and down the stairs in the hallway, the heavy breathing. That didn't happen there.
Yeah, it seems a little different than shadow figure that happened in Queens. I wonder if there's just a sensitivity here that AV has, and therefore when things maybe come through, and I can't help but feel like the thing in Queens, yes, I think you can get sleep paralysis, but you know how I feel about that. When everybody goes, oh, it's just sleep paralysis. Like, no, it's not just sleep paralysis. You were laying there, and yes, something came over your body and you couldn't move, but I don't think that rules out that there wasn't something in the room with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that could be the case too. And so I do think that something came through Queens and was there for a few days. I've had that happen before where you keep being woke up at the same time every night, you know, and I've had it happen where I've woken up two or three nights in a row because I've heard something. And I can't even tell you what I heard. It just woke me up.
In that old apartment that you had.
Well, now that was different. That happened to me. Like, but, you know,
and I can also see if you've woken up a couple nights in a row, I can see it happening again because you're afraid it's going to happen.
That could happen. Yeah.
You know, it's your own self waking you up. But like she's hearing things.
Yeah.
She heard banging on her door like someone was banging with a fist.
I think I can't help but feel like maybe these are two separate entities, but Avi's just sensitive and exposed. And, you know, we all know North Carolina is super haunted.
True.
So you moved to North Carolina, you know. I feel like there's two separate entities here, but Avi is just sensitive. Well, see them, hear them.
But other people in this particular place are picking up on it. But it does say that house in Queens, slightly crowded house, busy neighborhood. But she doesn't say anything about anybody else experiencing anything. So
and also that the house didn't feel like anything prior to that week was a big deal or after it.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like maybe there was some sort of transition spirit that was moving through and was there for a few days and then gone. You know, maybe a neighbor, maybe some, I don't know if they lived in row house, you know, somebody close that, you know, and just because AV sensitive could, you know, pick up on it and then eventually see it. This thing feels like the house is haunted.
That's what I think
in North
too.
Carolina.
I agree. I just think it's two different things.
I do too. Yeah.
But, you know, she doesn't seem... I like that. What'd she say at the end? Like, and for now, I just try to ignore it and keep living. Like, I wish I could be more like that.
And I thought that the description of low-grade unease kind of sums up how you feel a lot of time when you're in a just uncomfortable. You know, it's not, I'm not totally freaked out, but yet something feels off.
Well, and you know, so many people will talk about, because, and it was our experience too, that when you do live in a place like that, it's not this constant state of panic or dread or fear. The energy frequently changes at the location, the house or whatever mm-hmm. is haunted. But the energy some days, because I've talked to so many people on the Grave Talks that tell me the same thing. Like, they can walk in and the energy is different day to day. They can feel it's happy. They can feel it's dark. I've talked to people who said they've gone in and just turned around and left. It's like, oh, we're having that kind of day around here. I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's kind of like her place in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But dang, interesting story.
Really good.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. You could also just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and be a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0 depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.